der Platzer Podcast. The Place Podcast.
I'm from a Villefranche de Rouergue. I'm from quite a rural part of France. I trained in, I don't know if you know the school, in Moudra, which was the Brussels school. A choreographer called Maurice Béjart. It's quite a special school, and you know, Thérèse de Kersmacher was there, Michel Andemé was there, quite a few. Mm-hmm. Maggie Marin, I don't know if you know those. So yes, and in that school it was already quite pluridisciplinary, the teaching. So yeah, it all started from there, I guess. And then I joined the Lindsay Kemp company for many, many years. Because Lindsay didn't tour. By the time I joined the company, Lindsay rarely performed in England, really. More than anything, it was Italy and Spain. One of the main things, he had this impresario, because Lindsay was completely privately financed. There was no funding of any kind. And he had found this impresario called Julio Alvarez, who sort of took the company on board and produced the shows and everything. Mm-hmm. And his market really was Italy and Spain. 78, 79. At the Place? I think, I sort of remember performing on that stage, so I don't know. No, I did something for, it was a Resolution many, many years ago. Sort of quite, I wasn't very, it wasn't bad actually, but I wasn't. Quite a lot with Gecko, the Overcoat. And then sometimes I work in operas as an actor, which isn't great, but it actually allows me. I started doing that when I started doing my show. I mean the solo, because actually it allows me. Time consuming, yeah, it's not. So I can do I could do my show basically. I don't know. I did the dance master in the Jane Campion movie, what's the name? Bart Starr. I mean, I do the bits and bobs here and there. Yeah, yeah, I even ended up doing a tour of, as an actor, a Molière play in Austria for schools. But I wanted to feel how it is to be a working actor. And you learn a lot. That's another one of my wars. Is that nowadays people don't do shows enough. As a performer, people don't perform enough. That's a horrible thing. You can spend all of the time you want, 6 months like they do, 3 months in the bloody rehearsal room. If you perform your show 10 times, the show becomes good after at least 15 or a month run. Coil. Yes. Well, that came back through Ian Johnston, who is the guy who designed the last cover, and was a very good friend of mine, a wonderful artist. And he knew John Balance quite well, and they were doing the Apes of Naples, which is the last CD they did, the last before he died, and they asked me if I wanted to work on the song, so I did. So basically I sing the last track on their last CD ever, which is like we performed it once in Belfast, I remember, and that was it after that. And it was pity really, because we were talking about doing a small CD, 6 songs, John and me, and it's all gone. Waste. But yeah, the solo thing is something I wanted to do for a long time, but somehow I couldn't gather the nerves, somehow, to say the least. Yeah, especially, I don't know. I mean, I suppose it's a personality thing, too. But also working with the people I've worked with, somehow it's hard to sort of... I don't know, I did find it hard to produce something after working with all these people, I find. You know, it's daunting to suddenly say, oh, I'm going to do something now, and yeah. Mm. It's long time overdue, really. So I've been sort of procrastinating a lot about for years, I guess. But there has been other incarnations, really, of the show before. Over the years, where have some of the songs have kept on long in a way. I had done a few appearances at Ducky, you know, Vauxhall, and then I had done many years ago in at some friends had a cultural center in the middle of France, I'm aware, and they asked me if I wanted to sing something. So and there's been all sorts of little happenings like that where. So, and I guess this last year, recently, I said, well, I mean, it's now or never, really. The thing that pushed it forward was Pulse, because Emma Bertridge, you know, she's the director of Pulse Festival. A friend of mine, Natalie Ayton, I told her, because I had told her I wanted to do it. I mean, anyway, so suddenly she approached me, said, you want to do it then? So, yeah, suddenly I had the date, you know. So I approached Simon. He directed it, really. I mean, it was all my ideas in a way that he had to put in some sort of order. Yeah, and he designed it too. I mean, aesthetically, I think he's one of the best in England, really. But because he stopped the designing. He started as a designer. And then he decided to do his own shows. I really admire his aesthetics. In that, I've got full trust. I really like the way he works because it's not at all like a theatre director. Or, yes, it can be, but he doesn't inhibit in any way. We started with the songs, really. So then after that, other things came through, more movement-wise. Yeah, but it's mainly a singing show, really. But, I mean, it's done by me, so, I don't know, boo. So, I mean, I do move. There is a little choreography at one point. And bits and bobs around. I mean, it's hard to tell, it's to explain, really. Yeah, because, I mean, even the way I do the songs, it all comes from how my body is. My torso is naked and it's lit in a certain way, so I can play with that shape also as I sing. And, really. And then this idea of somebody who's dreaming, it's like a dreamed show that somebody's dreaming about. It sort of goes in a loop somehow, and so he's alone. And he sort of does his show for himself, this sort of cabaret-esque show. He lives in this place that he calls his empire. And every night, or I don't know, three times a week or something, he does a show for himself. So he pays an accordion player, and then there's this backing track. You don't know if he's hearing it or if it's really there. That's not... And so the idea is there's nobody, I'm singing to nobody, really, to an empty theater, yeah. Yeah, it's quite a dark show, yes. Perverse, you know. It's not a positive figure, yeah. I don't know if the show in itself, I don't think it's very negative either, but, I mean, the character is not a happy bunny, no. I as I was writing the project, I had this expression, outside progress is raging. And I'm thinking about him being, you know, like being in this theater, this character, sort of, you know, never going out, sort of, like, you know, sheltered in this place, obviously outside progress is just raging for him. He doesn't want to get out, basically. And then I proposed that to Simon as an idea, you know, there would be some noise, which basically we would need a loudspeaker, which is not... which is outside or in the dressing rooms, or like there's noise outside basically, so this you hear the, and I thought it would be a great idea. And then the the riots happened, so we took the noises from the riots. Of the songs, I mean, they lend themselves to that style. There's two Mark Almond songs. Then there's songs that I did in shows before, which also fit in of the idea of this dreaming. So like the songs have a past somehow. So there's a song from, because I worked with Neil Bartlett for quite a while, many years ago, when he had a company himself called Gloria, okay? So the first song I sing is actually from a Neil Bartlett show, which is called Tell Me How You'd Like Me. And then it goes on, I don't know, there's, I know they, all the songs relate somehow to me. All of them, quite precise. White Rabbit from Jefferson Airplane. That's my teens, really. I mean, you know, there's a countertenor I sing music for a while, because this is the first countertenor I've ever heard singing. I was singing that song. No, I mean, it has a dramatic logic to it, I guess. That's all, really. But Mark Almond's song, that translates in French. Actually, they do translate very well. And there's a milonga, which is like a tango, a fast tango, and I sing half of it in English and half in Spanish. So in France, I did half in French, half in Spanish, you know, the original. And the first song, Tell Me How You'd Like Me, I do it in French. I did it in French, which is like a musical song. But like, you know, Broadway Baby, I sing it in English. I Wanna Be Your Dog, I sing it. I mean, in a way, even the Piaf song, because the lyrics are so great, but somehow it sounds so good in French.
François Testori performs Empire at The Place on Tuesday the 15th of May. Tickets can be bought online at theplace.org.uk or by telephoning our box office on 020 7121 1100.